Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's go to Dallas now for an update on the shooting death of 26-year-old Botham Jean by Dallas Police Officer Amber Geiger. You remember when Officer Geiger fatally shot Jean in his own apartment last month? She was off duty, coming home after a long shift. She told police she confused his apartment for hers. But was Geiger acting as a Dallas police officer when she shot the 26-year-old black accountant? Lawyers say she might have been, and that could have big legal implications. Christopher Connolly from member station KERA looks at that fuzzy line between when an off-duty officer is an officer and when they're a civilian.
There's still a lot about the night of September 6th that we don't know. Details of what exactly happened between Amber Geiger and Botham Jean, but one fact that came out early has made it into practically every news story.
The officer was still wearing her uniform when she claims she went to the wrong apartment.
She was still in her uniform.
In uniform.
Full uniform.
Still in uniform during the incident.
And that matters, according to Lee Merritt. He's a lawyer for Botham Jean's family, who says the family plans to sue not just Geiger, but also the city of Dallas. Merritt says Geiger's uniform, her badge, the fact that she used her service weapon, that she says she issued verbal commands to Jean before shooting him, it all matters.
To Mr. Jean and to other members of the public, she is holding herself out to be a police officer, which she in fact is. And so that means she's operating under the color of state authority, and that would make her liable under 1983 in the city as well.
1983 is a reference to the part of federal law that allows people to sue state or local officials for violating their constitutional rights. Jennifer Lauren teaches civil rights law at the University of Texas Law School in Austin, and she says the first step in bringing a lawsuit like this is to demonstrate
that in the course of undertaking the conduct that allegedly caused the violation of rights, that they were acting under color of law, that they were using their state authority in some way.
Basically, that Geiger was acting as a police officer when she shot Botham Jean, that she was not just a regular person. Lauren says the fact that Geiger was off duty is not necessarily the determining factor for a court to decide that.
The police officer, even though officially off duty, right, clocked out, might still be using their official power or using the trappings of their office or using the authority that their position gives them to undertake the actions that are complained of.
If Jean family lawyer Lee Merritt can establish that Geiger was acting as a police officer when she shot Jean, then he can argue that as an agent of the government, she deprived Jean of his constitutional rights. But to go that next step, to prove the city is liable for Geiger's actions on that night, that's more difficult, says Art Brender, a Fort Worth attorney who has tried police misconduct cases.
To hold her employer, the city, responsible under 1983, you have to show that there was a custom or policy of unconstitutional actions which that policy directly caused his death.
Geiger's attorney hasn't commented on the potential lawsuit, and he's called the killing a tragic mistake. In a statement, a spokesman said the city wouldn't comment on pending litigation, but Lee Merritt argues this city is liable. He says Geiger relied on the Dallas Police Department's training when she decided, inappropriately, Merritt says, to fire at Jean. He goes on to say that the city should have disciplined or retrained Geiger after a previous on-duty shooting that was not fatal and for which Geiger was not indicted. And finally, Merritt says Geiger got the kind of preferential treatment from the department after killing Botham Jean that's reserved for on-duty shootings.
It's that training and it's that protocol and it's that failure to discipline that has resulted in a culture that's quite frankly out of control with the use of deadly force.
Still, legal experts say these suits have a very high bar. Holding cities responsible for their police officers' actions is tough, and in many cases, they can drag on for years. Lee Merritt says he plans to file his lawsuit this week. For Here and Now, I'm Christopher Connolly in Dallas.